Ready to wander Middle-earth? Join me, Aaron, your guide to the world and works of J.R.R. Tolkien. On the Lore of the Rings podcast, we explore Tolkien's epic stories, from The Lord of the Rings to The Silmarillion and more, uncovering the deep lore, breathtaking tales, and timeless inspiration behind them. Whether you're a fan of the movies, new to the books, or rediscovering them after years, Lore of the Rings is your perfect companion. Ever wonder about the history of the One Ring, or what secrets lie within the stories of The Hobbit? Or maybe you're curious about the legends that inspired Amazon's Rings of Power, or the War of the Rohirrim movie? We explore it all with simple explanations and a sense of awe that honors Tolkien's brilliance. So let's wander together, because as Tolkien reminds us, not all those who wander are lost. Visit ringspodcast.com to pick your favorite podcast player and start your journey into Middle-earth. That's ringspodcast.com to find the Lore of the Rings podcast. Let's wander together in the world of J.R.R. Tolkien.
Drop it! Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
I know you. You're dead. We killed you!
Killed you! Hello and welcome, citizens of Detroit, to the Nomads of Fantasy, a bi-weekly movie and video game podcast where we make a new universe our home every week. This is episode number 142, and with me this week, I have Eric.
Dick, you're fired.
Thanks for that hint.
So good. And we also have Brandon with us.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
That's the funniest thing that I learned about this movie is that I've seen that meme so many times, but I never knew that it was from RoboCop.
I'll be honest, I forgot.
I forgot it was in the.
I saw that guy show up. I'm like, oh shit, I know that guy.
Yep.
It's just a dumb TV show in the world of RoboCop discussing this week. The 1980,
yeah.
Very yes, 1987 came out in July of 87. It's a great summer 80s blockbuster flick starring Peter Weller, Nancy Allen, Daniel O'Reilly. Really, the great guy in here is Kurtwood Smith, or Red Foreman, as we've all come to know him.
That's the only thing. I was also shocked to see him in this because that's the only thing I know him from, is that 70s show.
Okay.
I was questioning it. I'm like, is that him? Because he plays such a different character, and then I'm like, yep, that's definitely him.
He's a real dick. He's got that voice, though. You kind of get. This is kind of a jumping back into the new year, going back into the 80s, because I threw this one on the schedule because I wanted Eric anything. I always like making Eric watch new things. I don't know what it is about it. I think it's fun to see, like, people enjoy things for the first time, and I know
especially
Eric's
like
got,
80s.
You know, good
he was
taste
born
in
the 90s in you
yeah
know.
I've seen zero RoboCop up until this point, so
yeah. What is your history been with the RoboCop? Robo for short.
Very limited. I think I might have I've seen clips like from this one. I've seen clips from like the remake, the was it like 2014
or 16 one.
I never saw
that's there. No bueno.
Not good.
No bueno.
Okay.
No.
All right. Yeah. So like very limited. And then I was keeping my eye on that RoboCop Rogue City game because Brandon, you talked about it, and I've seen some
dude,
like gameplay of it. And it looked
just
awesome.
I was just playing it after watching the movie, and my God, it's like just like it, even more so.
I bought it on sale.
Oh, okay, good.
On
dude,
Steam,
it's on sale. How much is it right now?
Well, I bought it on Steam, so I found like a CD key. It was only $12.99.
Okay, I think it's like
that's insane.
$20
for
right now on Xbox.
Yeah, Xbox it might be like $20-$30, but yeah, I had to scoop it up. Been eyeing it for a while, but yeah, other than that, it's very limited experience with RoboCop. Like, I mean, I feel like he's sort of permeated pop culture a bit. So, like, obviously I know about RoboCop, right. But, like,
RoboCop,
you know, I don't really have much experience with the franchise as a whole.
It's a very B-80s movie. It's not like your Terminators or, I don't know, it's Terminator even A at this point anymore, but...
Probably not the first one. Maybe the second one.
Yeah. And I'm not exactly sure everything that Peter Weller did right before this. I'd have to check on that. While I check on that, Brandon, how have you seen this before?
It's just
early in your childhood.
Kid. Yeah, you know, I mean, probably like you just saw it when you saw it at some point. Probably saw it too young. I mean, I remember Lethal Weapon. I remember Die Hard, RoboCop, all the 80s movies, Goonies. I saw them all young. You know, they were just on TV and we just watched them. Probably, when did this come out? 86?
87.
87.
87, so I would have been 6 years old. So I was probably...
You're too young for watch this.
I feel like I was probably 10 or 11.
I mean, if you watched it on TV, I'm sure they cut out a lot of the, you know...
Some of the blood.
Yeah, most of it is the
blood. I remember the second... Dave, you got any Wikipedia up there? When did the sequel come out? Because I remember being very... I remember that 1990.
I was looking at it. It was 90.
And then I saw that movie when I was like 9 or 10 then, because I saw that right away. And I've already seen RoboCop before that. So, yeah, I saw this shit young.
Did we all watch the...
RoboCop's great. It's great.
Did we all watch the director's cut?
I did, yes.
I don't know. I went to my library... And rented it.
Went to your library. Okay.
Of course has it. You fucking get a back rub while you're there too. And
Dave, they had Indiana Jones, the new Indiana Jones video game from Xbox at my library. Damn.
That's impressive. That is impressive.
On crazy. Disc. That's pretty sweet.
On disc. Anyways. No, what's the difference? I don't know if I've seen the director's cut.
It's literally like 1 minute longer. So well,
they say it's
my guess is a couple.
It's the
couple
I,
shots.
I was looking
scenes.
It up. I think it's mostly the violence, the level of violence in the movie, specifically in the Ed 209 when Kenny gets blown away, and specifically when Murphy gets shot to hell, firing squad style. So there's more. They just show more violence and gore. Bullets. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
But that from my look at just brief Googling, that's what I determined. But they're the same exact length. I think that one's like 1 minute longer or something.
Yeah. Okay. 144 versus 143. So can't be that much. I was looking up Peter Weller.
Cut, that's all he gave.
Here you go. One more minute of extra violence.
Like, listen, you didn't have a scene where anything else.
I guess the original movie was more or less his vision. So I guess, that's a sort of a good thing, but.
I guess we should say this is directed by Paul Verhoeven.
Verhoeven.
Who has also directed things like, looks like Total Recall, Basic Instinct, Showgirls, Starship Troopers.
Oh, okay. Well, he gets parody very well, so that makes sense because he did Starship Troopers, very similar kind of comedy snuck in with like the ultra-violence.
Yeah.
That is true. Again, like they have those ads that run during the movie.
Yeah, well, it's a good world building. This movie has a 92 in Rotten Tomato, and I would say
really,
it's been a while since I've seen this movie. But I remember thinking it was very violent. RoboCop was super cool looking, and I remember the commercials. I just remember, I don't remember seeing commercials in a movie before, and I thought that this movie was like kind of cutting edge. I just remember it was just different, and I think that is when you, if you haven't seen RoboCop in a while, like I have not seen this movie in probably like 20 years, and dude, I completely forgot some of the, like, there's FOV shots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love when you see. What Robo's seeing, especially
the CRT vision.
Yes.
The CRT
vision. They're screwing it in and the thing like zooms in when they screw in the pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the people are kind of like celebrating, and like he wakes up and kind of goes back to sleep and wakes up and goes back to sleep, and he kind of catches glimpses of what's going on around him. I thought for a low budget, it feels like a low budget movie. I felt they did a really good job with just the creativity throughout this movie for the time that it came out. I don't know. So yeah, the director, good for him.
When it came out, was this considered like a, I mean, I just looked up like the budget and box office, like is $13 million to make, and then it was like $53 million at the box office. I mean, was it considered like a hit when it came out, or is it more of like a cult classic? Did it gain a cult following after
it? I think it was a slow burn.
They did a sequel 3 years later, so like it must have done well enough to like.
Yeah, the sequel was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But like, yeah.
I mean, it had video games.
Oh yeah.
To go along with this.
There's
too.
Comics.
There's
a TV series.
Like, there's all sorts of stuff that went around with it. I guess he was on. Yeah, I see a picture here of RoboCop shaking hands with Richard Nixon, and like promoting the film fuck? And like, like, yeah, he's paid $25,000, which he donated to the Boys Club of America.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
RoboCop was a popular rental, peaking at number one in mid-March of '88. So
go back. And I watch bet you, yeah, so it's probably been a while.
It did
go back
well,
and super watch it. It's got
good rental and
yeah, good great rental for sure. If your kids are in their teenage years, probably you know maybe you can introduce this movie. It does have some boobs snuck in there, but that's not like
barely not
like
any.
Robo's. But yeah. It's not like RoboCop's going chasing a bad guy through a strip joint. But if you watch like some of the dance scenes, women are in the maybe even the police department in the changing room, you might see a boob.
I like
it's
that
not sexualized in any way.
Yeah, I like that it's more like in the background. Like you said, it does a better job of world building, especially in like when they're in that club in like old Detroit. There was like a you know this topless girl, but they didn't like focus on her. You know, she's just there. She's just in the background. But mm-hmm. like you said, the
part of it,
the
I mean,
world building. Was
it
one
does
of my
serve
parts
a little bit.
Yep.
Serves a little bit in the beginning because, you know, women and men are sharing the same dressing room. It's putting women police officers on the same level as
so
men police officers.
Cops, right?
Well, that and like, I mean, you want to take the partner seriously too, though. You don't like, she is kind of a pretty girl and she does like some cheap ass karate shit. In the
oh
game,
my God.
Which is kind of
what
funny.
Is her name? It's Lewis. What is her name? Officer Hold Lewis. On.
Officer
anyway.
Lewis.
No, Ann
Lewis.
Ann Lewis. Okay. Not a fan. Not a fan. Not a fan.
Not a fan.
I think Weller is awesome. I think he's handsome. I think he's charming. And he's like a really cool guy in the opening act. And then he's, transforms to Robo. And is like, man, this guy can really fucking act. Like, that's really cool. Going to be such a like smooth, cool guy, like charming guy, like nice guy, to like the way he's like moving his head and neck at the same time, and like I don't know, I thought that's very impressive. Great actor. I think she is poorly casted, and I think she's a boring character, and I think she sucks at her job. Every time she stands up to one guy, she gets distracted. Oh, I zip up my wiener after ping. She looks down.
I know.
She can't help
punches.
But, she
I'm
can't
like,
help
suck.
But look.
You don't
I
have to be
that
close
hilarious.
To him, you moron. And then later on, she gets shot in the shoulders, and he's about to take her. I'm just like, woman, can you do anything in this movie other than like, hey, Murphy, it's me? Also, your voice. You just don't sound like a tough cop. You don't. You don't sound like this. I'm going to blow bubble gum. I'm just like a tough cop. I'll take
yeah,
I'll
the
do
bubble gum
moves.
And the
nah,
perfect
not
hair.
A fan of her. And not
she's
a,
like, a,
not
she's
not
like an
80s
stay-at-home mom.
Huh?
No, I agree. She, especially since she plays, I mean, sort of a big role in the movie. With this, especially
she's
in more
all
in the,
three of them, I believe.
Oh, really? Same actor? Also, yep. Oh, interesting. Okay, I'm curious.
Check on Annie.
I'm curious if she gets better in the subsequent movies, but yeah,
she's in the not. Game. She's your partner in the video game.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Really?
Everybody.
They use her voice in
the officer, the captain, Reed.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the game. Super cool. You know, a lot of the characters. Even the data room when you go in the data server area, and they're like, "Hey, you're not supposed to be here." And he's like, "I gotta look." And he starts like figuring, putting shit together, and Murphy starts to come back alive.
You get those guys?
That is in the video game. Like the station is in the video game, and that's really cool. Like you don't get chills, Like when I played Indiana Jones, I'm like, oh my god, this is. But that game, I'm not. I guess I'm maybe not that passionate about RoboCop, but I'm just like, wow,
super.
They
faithful.
Really, yeah. Passionate team made this this video game. So,
yeah, it's confirmed. Officer Ann Lewis is in all three RoboCop movies.
Yeah, okay. Is he in all three too?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Peter Weller's looking a little rough these days. Time hasn't been.
He's getting up there. But
he is pretty up there. I mean, while we were saying about his acting earlier, like he started acting back in the looks like 70s. So
yeah,
he's, okay.
And he didn't. I'm surprised he never made a ton of like bigger stuff. Yeah, started in 73.
Damn.
So he had already been going for like 15 years by the time he hit this. So, but yeah, nothing really above like a 7 anywhere. Well, he did a couple one episode of Fringe, and you know, a couple episodes of Dexter. Wow. Couple episodes of House, like, you know, it just looks like he hopped around Sons of Anarchy for a while.
Cool.
But,
that's too bad. Yeah, he's a cool actor. I like him. He did a great job with RoboCop. I mean, that's
you can't replace RoboCop
really
though.
Real quick. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We've seen what happens when you try to replace RoboCop.
Yeah. I'm assuming
maybe
this was, intentional throughout the movie. Or it's just like, or it was a mistake that happened to work out. But like, I'm sure you guys noticed in the beginning when he first was, you know, created as RoboCop, he had this like tinny voice effect whenever he talked.
Yep.
But throughout the movie later, that effect goes away and he's still talking in like that monotone robotic voice, but that tinniness isn't there anymore. And then by the third act, you know, he's talking more like Murphy used to talk, which obviously I'm sure that was just like a way to portray like, oh, he's gaining his humanity back throughout the movie. He's sort of becoming Murphy again. But
he's not in RoboCop 3.
He's not in RoboCop 3.
No, he is not in RoboCop 3. It is
okay, that's
Robert
what
John Burke.
Yeah, I remember RoboCop. Watching the third one. It's
supposed to be the same character, though?
Yeah. Huh. It just says RoboCop as Robert Burke. So
second movie is good though. It's more
about
more about the drug.
I do want to watch the
Dave. You
the
not a fan
movie.
I don't know, it's all right. It's worth watching. I wouldn't say it's as good as the first.
It was
one,
the first
though.
Movie I saw a kid get killed in it because like a kid is like part of like the drug thing or whatever, and he gets like gunned up and all that stuff in a truck. And I remember being that age, I'm like, oh my god, did I just see a kid die? You know, I was like, I'm watching Disney movies and randomly watching some of these action movies, but not a kid dying. I was just like, what just happened? That's, you know, that kind of freaked me out.
I mean, isn't that a staple of, like, RoboCop is, like,
hyper-violence.
Because, like, some of those scenes were, even back in the 80s, the special effects in this movie weren't amazing. I thought the best special effect that I saw in this movie, at least like makeup wise, was when RoboCop took his helmet off and he has like the face
really
grafted
good.
Onto that metal head. I'm like, that looks
how does his head
awesome.
Fit in this?
Yeah. Right. It's pretty, it is kind of amazing.
I think his design in general is just as impressive. I think he looks
really
so
good.
Guns
really cool.
In his legs.
I love that.
Dude,
yeah, his legs
such a
opens
cool
up,
design.
Pulls out that auto pistol. Yeah. It's
Robo's
awesome.
Fucking awesome.
It's kind of cool that they use like stop motion in this movie too with the Ed 209. It looked a little archaic, but it still looked cool.
Budget wise, I think it's good. I think
yeah,
you know, I like stop motion animation. I have an extreme soft spot for it.
As long as
it's not cheesy, but I felt like it's effective. I'm not like taking out that much. Yeah, it's like I don't know. I think I take that over. Really
it's more tactile.
I mean, otherwise, you're getting a dude
you know?
In a costume.
Yeah,
well, it's like yeah,
and that,
yeah, dude,
that's
the costume,
not gonna
but
get the same thing.
I think like stop motion adds a creepiness to it too. Like this is true. When it's a bad thing, it's like oh, that thing's creepy. And the way it's moving
because
it's
not.
Maybe that's why
not
they
moving naturally.
Yeah, maybe that's why they went with that.
Used to
especially for Ed 209 because it's kind of like you know jittery movements. Like this thing isn't right because clearly it malfunctioned. When it fucking killed
Wait,
Kitty.
When? I didn't see a malfunction.
No, dude, no, not scene. At all.
The characters. There's actually a good amount of characters in this movie. I don't know. It's just been a while. I forgot. So yeah. We talk about, what's his name? Clarence.
Boddicker.
Boddicker.
Something like that. The head
Kurtwood
bad
Smith,
guy
Red
and
Foreman.
His crew,
no.
Right? thought they were...
The crew had a couple good faces in there.
Yeah, and like, yeah, the one guy looked real familiar.
Ray Wise is from Twin Peaks. Like, that's how
yes,
I know
thank you, dude. Oh, I was like, interesting. I've seen him in stuff.
He's Laura Palmer's dad. The bald guy, Paul McCrane, he's got that real familiar looking face with his funny cut up beard.
He's usually like a white trash character in a TV show or something like that. Like a hillbilly.
He plays a good scumbag.
The way that he went out though, like you didn't like that CG.
Oh, that was
like,
fucked up, man.
That was nasty as shit. Like all those practical effects is
dude.
I love when fucking Clarence hit him and he just exploded into fucking red goo.
Dude.
Just goo.
It's like it's unnecessary,
it was hard to look at.
But it's on brand.
It was
it's
awesome.
Like, that's what we signed up for. How about a guy crashes into what did it say like?
Just toxic. A toxic,
toxic waste.
Yeah. That's it. Just a big barrel of fucking
and it
toxic
pours out.
Waste,
it's like that
starts melting.
It's great.
Yeah, that was sick.
That's how the Joker was made, right?
Yeah, that's true. I'm like, is he gonna get superpowers?
Turning into sludge, I guess. But there's other characters like OCP, the head bad guy. I don't know if they're bad guys. They're just like greedy, soulless.
They're bad guys.
Right? Are they?
I mean, Dick Jones dude was fucking dickhead. Yeah, the old man wasn't. I don't think he was a bad guy. He's just like a corporate dude who built the company. You know, I mean, it's a
Dick
dystopian
Jones
future.
Manipulating him, I think, and he's just playing chess and just waiting a long time. But he took out that Bob character. I thought that was cool because like we did not need to see that any of that. They could have not had the bad guys fighting for power. But it's like the Empire in Star Wars or something like that, where like some of the officers
I like that.
You know, they're competing with each other, you know, and I don't know. I thought this movie had more characters than I remembered, and I was like, yeah, this is great. I don't know. So and then they're like killing each other and stuff. I don't know, it's cool.
I thought Bob was a great character. He was like the up and comer young guy.
I liked him, yeah.
He's like didn't give a shit. He's doing coke and getting hookers and doing whatever the fuck he wants.
Yep,
he's
talking shit at the urinal.
It's like, yeah, it's out there. My RoboCop's better than your fucking shitty robot.
Yeah.
No, he was good. I liked him. I didn't like him as a character, but I just liked his.
You know, I liked him as a human being.
Yeah, I liked him as a human being. He's got good morals.
Yep. I did like I thought that the casting of the sergeant at the police station.
Yeah.
Sergeant Reed, is that what it was?
Reed, yeah.
Like who's that dude.
Yep.
He's just a hard-ass Detroit cop.
Yeah, I know. It's perfect casting, though. You got that thick old man mustache, and he's just ready to yell at people.
Yep.
Nobody's talking about a strike.
Nobody's talking about a strike.
There was the black guy that was the Bob's underling, Joe Cox.
Oh, yeah.
I believe Jesse D. Goins is the actor's name. And he's got, I don't know, it seems like I've seen him in like a million different things either. I'm actually going to look now.
He looked familiar.
I don't see
him. He looked kind of like the Chocolate Rain dude.
Wait, who was this character?
He was like
Bob's
like
friend.
Sidekick buddy.
With the glasses. And like, I don't know, he was always just paddling around with Bob.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They kind of he once Bob's killed off, that character just becomes a background character, which is a shame.
Yeah, basically,
like just either kill him off or like make a joke, but like he just kind of like disappeared. Yeah, I mean,
no,
it's a lower budget, you know, dumb action movie, you know, but they have a lot of characters. So I just, you know, if it's been a while and you're listening to this and you're like, should I go back and watch RoboCop of all the movies out there? I'm like, yeah. I would say, just because it's so, I don't know, fun, you know, and
as a first timer here, like I would say like it is fun. Like you can kind of turn your brain off when you're watching it. Like there's not a huge overarching plot going on. You know, this corporation takes over the local police department and then they're trying to put their own initiatives, you know, to sort of control the crime so they can develop old Detroit into this new, like, neo city that they're, you know, trying to, you know, develop. So, like, that's basically the plot of the movie, but you don't really come there for the plot. You come there for fucking some cool RoboCop action. Like, they don't dive deep into, you know, Murphy's character his background or whatever.
He has
a wife and kid. You know that much. You sort of get that in like the flashback.
His flashback
scenes. But that's kind of enough. That's kind of all you need. It's like, and then towards the end, he's starting to regain his humanity and sort of like, not remember it, but he says like he can feel them, which I thought was kind of interesting. Like it's still there somewhere deep inside of him, but he can't, you know, they wiped his memory. So like he can't actually remember.
He went back to his house at one point in the movie. And I could think about that, like, you're a cop in shitty Detroit. You have a fucking super ass nice house. Yeah, like everything is like clean and white.
He lived on the outskirts.
Super nice sofa. Yeah.
It's suburbs of Detroit.
And you're like a rookie cop. And you died on your first day in the job. Bro, were you like dealing before?
He's not a rookie though. He was transferred from the other police
department. Oh, he was transferred.
Yeah, he wasn't a rookie. He was,
transferred from the shiny, nice part of Detroit, I guess, though, but.
He was in over his head on the first day on the job for sure.
Yeah, he's a little, you know, he's used to chasing guys like stealing a sweater from Kohl's or something like that. Like, he's not used to Clarence Boddicker, the cop killer.
Right.
He's a cop killer.
Probably wanted to prove himself, you know, to his new partner first day on the job, especially since we get Fredrickson or whatever. He's the one that Boddicker got before Murphy, the other cop. Cause we hear in the beginning, like, oh, you know, Fredrickson's, he's not doing great. And then they take his nameplate off the locker. Like he's dead.
Oh yeah.
You know, so
they're like, just Murphy's going through trying to step officers up. Like crazy.
Yeah. They just need to bring anybody in. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It feels like Gotham a little bit, this city. You know, it feels like a...
Yeah. It is, yeah. It's kind of a shithole.
Yeah.
Crime
running rampant.
One point, they're just shooting grenade launchers, and it just, like, they just wreck a city block. Like, all these businesses that are trying to just purvey goods and services to people. And they're just like... they're laughing, testing out their giant guns.
Okay, like, while we're talking about the bad guys, with their sniper rifle, rocket launcher,
weapon or whatever it's called.
Okay, so
up shit for
I'm wearing this, Robocop. You know, sweet, sweet hat. It kind of looks like what the one guy was wearing. No, the bad guys, they were so corny. Like, they're cool because they're 80s cool, like bad guys. But I feel like if I saw them in real life, I'd be like, these guys, I don't know, are they like a gay gang or something like that? Like, the way they act is just very flamboyant. My boys, let's get down. The one guy, the leader has a scarf.
They were very over the top.
He's bald, glasses, and a scarf. Guy from Twin Peaks, he's got like a turtleneck on. The Asian guy or whatever, he has a head bandana on. The black dude's got a beret on. It's just like, you guys.
I think they tried to make them all like distinct, you know?
Right, it's G.I. hilarious. Because like, just like, what are you doing dressing like this? All right, man. This is the way they like acted. They just felt very, because everyone else they encounter is a generic dude.
Yeah,
usually like a white dude, really. But this guy, this leader, he like kind of got like an Asian guy, black guy, Italian guy. He got like a good mix. Like, I don't know. I just thought every time I watched them, they just look like they had. What's that?
It's his crew. Like, you know, you can't choose your crew. Like, your crew is your family.
I don't know. I feel like they were like artists, like an art studio that failed or something like that. And then they turned to violence or something like that, you know, or like whatever this future is that they're trying to make here, where people still use like typewriters and old ass screens. But where they like maybe fashion is just like taking over and even the bad guys are very fashionable. Like, they're putting scarves on guys. Turtlenecks. You guys are not reacting to this like I am. Apparently,
I was trying to look this up.
Threatening in any way.
It's I mean, it's not like it's supposed to be like near future. I mean, it's
1986 is 1988.
I was looking it up, and there's no solid answer of like what year it's actually supposed to take place in.
Right.
So like, I think they left it sort of ambiguous just to make it feel like, oh, it's the 80s, but it's like near future with a little bit more advanced technology.
Yeah, Google doesn't have a better answer. The story doesn't explicitly state a year, but materials from the production suggest it takes place in 1991 or 2043.
Yeah, that's what I found too. So like, it's up for like, speculation. Like,
where do you get those? Those two numbers are completely nowhere near each other. It's 50 years apart. Obviously, yeah. 2043 at this point.
But. I kind of liked it because it still felt like it was the 80s, but they just had some weird like technology mixed
in. I love that. That's the fun. That's you the know? Fun 80s. When 80s does technology, I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Because they're like, phones are still on the wall, you know? Mm-hmm.
The giant wall of TV, like CRTs, they're all like 24-inch CRTs,
a wall of them.
not one big screen, just a wall of a bunch of TVs.
It's just, I love it. They didn't even bother talking to somebody that was a futurist and be like, well, maybe they'd be doing this. Like, no, they're just like, all right, everybody, get in here. All right, so there's a human and he's a robot. RoboCop, that's a right name. All right, what else have we got? You know, and they just looked around and they just kind of fused their ideas of like future tech with modern day. Like, they didn't even bother adjusting. This is how low budget it was. Like, the vehicles, they look like they're from 1986. They didn't even try to be like, well, you know, maybe
they spray painted the cop car black. That's about it.
Haircut. Yeah. Fashion.
This ain't goddamn Total Recall. Total Recall, that's an 80s movie that, you know, took its future differently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Recall. I like that. That's 90. Definitely got more of a future vibe.
Yeah, I'm going to add that one to the calendar sometime.
Maybe I will watch some Arnold. Oh, please, yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Saw some in the... No, it can't be in the summer. Summer's saved for other people. But I digress. So you guys sound like you both enjoyed it, really, though, right?
Yeah, it was a fun time. I had a lot of fun with this movie. Like, it was good. It was good action too, because like, they did a good job. Like, after they made Murphy into RoboCop, you just see him a little bit on the beat, you know, going around fucking busting criminals. They had that like hostage situation with like the mayor, and he threw him out the window. And then they have like the news flash. It's like RoboCop, the super cop, the newest cop on the streets or whatever they said. But like, I like that little, you know, that little montage of him actually going out on the beat before they get into like the big bad.
The two guys, like the one I think everybody remembers from the movie is the two guys that are getting a little rapey with a lady.
That's
in
all
the
alley. I can remember from this movie. Yeah. Like, he's just like,
and he does the shot between the legs.
It's good. Very good.
Oh my God. Shoots the guy right in the dick.
Even like, still, I'm like, did he hit her?
Yeah.
Nope.
Shot him right in the dick.
That is RoboCop, dude. Yeah. That's cool. I like when they do this in the video. I keep referencing the video game. Please check out Rogue City. The video game is great. But they did this in the video game too. In the movie, they have a guy who's gone fucking crazy. He has a bunch of hostages and he's just demanding the dumbest shit. I fucking love this.
Yeah, that was such a good.
He's like,
I want a car.
Yeah, with low gas mileage. Later on in the movie, there's a commercial for a car, right? Because he's talking about cars, and it shows like 8 miles to the gallon or something like that. It's
per gallon.
Horrible gas mileage.
It's a 6,000 SUX.
It's the same.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same one that the
guy with the brake.
Boddicker has one.
Yeah,
he gets it when they get out of prison, and then they blow it up. So it's kind of, they reuse that, you know, adds into the world, and everybody's always laughing at the "I'll buy that for $1" guy, which
it
looks like the dumbest show ever.
It's so dumb, and he's like watching it. That's another thing, Dave. Yeah, I was like, why is entertainment?
I think
so
that's the
bad, and they think it's funny.
I think it's the point. It's just like dystopian future, like everything is degraded. So much that, you know, it's like
even people's sense of humor.
Yeah, exactly.
Casualty.
And it's like these criminals, the only ones you see watching that show are like the scumbags from the, you know, from the group of criminals. Right. So like that's their form of entertainment.
The old people in the convenience store, they were watching it.
Oh, were they? Okay. So that must be the hot new show in old Detroit. Yeah.
Everybody loves, looks like a shitty sketch comedy where he's just, he's probably making funny boob jokes and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
He just says, it's like Urkel with, did I do that? He just
says,
I'll buy that for $1.
Oh, yeah.
And he's move on.
I got two comments.
Yeah.
one is about why does the robot sound like a pig squealing when it falls? Oh yeah, that was
that
weird.
One. I wrote that one down.
Yeah, oh, the, like, that's a weird sound.
The
effect.
Ed 209 robot.
Doing yeah, when the Ed 209 yeah. like, falls down the stairs. That was a weird sound choice.
Well, because it growls like a dog at people,
right?
Like to intimidate them, and then when it was on its back, like squealing the who would have known that the weakness of all these testing that they did on this robot, the stairs. Weakness is a flight of stairs.
Stairs.
It never crossed the their minds.
And then the commercial, Nukem, where the family is just like,
oh,
that board
yes.
game commercial. That was great.
That was funny. I was thinking about you, Brandon, for that one. I was like, I wonder if Brandon would play this. If this
Nukem.
I'd play it. I was just like, wow. That.
But the things, like, that, it was all the things that they were saying to each other. It's like, you've escalated on my border, Mom.
Right.
Yes, dude. Yes.
That's
dude.
It.
Yeah.
Thermonuclear war.
It's good. I will say,
so the humor's aged well in this.
80s movies, you know, action movies, you got to have a good villain death. I thought Boddicker's was pretty lackluster, where, you know, Murphy was just trapped under those fucking steel girders and then he just stabs him in the neck and that's about it. But that whole sequence
that was pretty
cool.
Gruesome.
Yeah, I like the whole sequence leading up to that, like the chase and everything. But when RoboCop shoots Dick and he falls out the window, that's a good death right there.
Yeah, bad CG.
It was like they reused like stop motion because he looked all fucked up when he was falling out the window.
His arms were all like long. His
yeah, it was
like twice as long as they should be.
Weird as hell.
It was like, rawr.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the scene before, just before, where the old man that runs the company is like, you're Dick, you're fired. And he hits him in the gut.
Love that.
And he's like, it's all yours, RoboCop. This is like turned into like a kid's movie for a hot second. I was like, oh, Grandpa. And then they got out of the way. And then he's just like,
it was cheesy, but I liked it. It was
kind of cheesy, yeah. But I mean, the bad guy being blown out of like a skyscraper.
Fucking, yeah, 50 story window. Yeah, it's good. Good stuff.
I didn't see the reboot. What's wrong with the reboot? Like, what did they get wrong? Like, why is it panned? Like, what happened? Did they not just take
I don't think
it just like
caught
just
the same. I haven't. Probably haven't seen it in seven
or they
years,
like make it where it's like they added like, oh, no, the family element was like underrated, we need to bring that back, and then like the son has to be in the ending. Like, did they do something or they nobody wanted this, they just wanted like just like a high quality version of the first movie?
I don't know. I'm still interested in watching it.
Yeah, like the parody stuff
I think that
like the commercials.
I feel like I looked it up once or was reading something like it. Yeah, like it took itself too seriously because like this movie is pretty campy.
Now,
you know,
it's fun of it.
Yeah, it's not like overly serious vibe. It's just a fun action movie, and like it's the villains. Like you said, the villains are like cartoon characters,
cartoonish. Yeah,
and like it's not super heavy in the plot. It's just a fun ride with a cool looking fucking hero in RoboCop. So yeah, I feel like especially in that era, like. The 2010s era, they always they're trying to do like gritty reboots of stuff, which it's funny because RoboCop's with the violence anyways, it's already sort of gritty, but like not in like the taking itself
it's
too seriously.
Director.
Not like a dread gritty.
Right, exactly. So they just I think they took it in the wrong direction.
It's
lost the spirit.
It's got a higher rating on IMDb. It's higher rated than RoboCop 2.
Really?
So
the reboot's rated higher than the RoboCop 2?
Yeah.
All right. Well, now I'm interested in watching all of them.
Maybe you guys should let me know how.
How are you afraid to?
Yeah, I don't want to see that again.
I'm definitely gonna. I mean, they're all on Max streaming. So I definitely want to watch RoboCop 2. I mean, I might as well. There's only what four movies, including the remake. So might as well watch them all.
Well,
three
is freaking very.
I think does RoboCop fly in 3 at some point or
maybe.
Something? I think.
Oh shit!
I remember. I thought Murphy
I
gets.
I think 3 gets fucking
movie,
wacky,
like in the beginning. From all I remember, but I don't know. I remember not liking the third movie. But you know what? It's RoboCop. It's a campy movie. It was,
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
It was cult. It sounds like it was a cult hit, a quick cult hit where people are like, hey, actually, this is actually kind of fucking badass. You know, and then
long tail with, rent like. Like a great movie you're going to buy on VHS, an all right popcorn flick that you find entertaining, you'll rent on VHS. So like,
I don't know,
it seems
like
it
like
falls into that second door. Yeah, it falls
I
into the second category
it.
Where
yeah. Give it a rent. Yes.
for sure.
Like, even for back in the day, that's probably why it gained so much popularity, as like ultra violent. Like, I'm gonna watch it once, you know. Robo does his thing, and you know,
I mean, it's
go on your merry way.
It's ripe picking for like a video game franchise, which I mean, they've had bad video games in the past, but I think they hit with Rogue City, the most recent one, because this franchise has had a history of like bad video games. So I'm glad that
finally... the NES games were shit.
Yeah,
yeah,
I remember that
in the early 90s on the PC, and it was horseshit as well. Well, the video game that the new one on the consoles, it's kind of got tank controls, but. Like,
it makes sense with how he, yeah.
Like, somebody's shooting you, and you're constantly getting hit by bullets. But, like, in the movie, he just is constantly getting shot.
Yeah, he's a tank. Like, he's not agile, dodging stuff.
Like, tried killing him.
Yeah.
He can take so much damage. And in the video game, you're just walking a room, and there are guys everywhere, and you're just slowly, like...
Yeah, it's not a cover shooter. You're just fucking going in there wrecking people.
You're a walking tank. You... everywhere, and you... Go up to, and you can just grab anything you want and just chuck it. You can grab a bad guy and just chuck him into another bad guy, and like put a hole in the wall. Like, you can just, there's so much damage in the game, and it's great. They truly captured the magic of the movie for sure. I would say rent the movie and then buy the game on sale and treat yourself to a Robo weekend. I think you'll have a good time. I am, at least. But yeah, Eric, I think on a catch up, whenever you get around to it, I'd like to hear.
Yeah, I'm planning on at least checking it out and playing it a little bit. I still got Indiana Jones to finish up, but
is that our next episode?
No, it's like two episodes from now. Yeah, so probably about a month from now, we'll be doing Indiana Jones. So, but yeah, I'm still working my way through that, but I'm excited to play the RoboCop game, because I'm also a sucker for like whenever you can like throw a bad guy like off a ledge or through a window, which you can do in Indiana Jones and in the RoboCop too. So I'm excited for that. But yeah,
little known fact here, RoboCop, and this may be the reason why it was like cult classic or whatever, initially received a more restrictive X rating
when it first was getting
rated, I guess. The violent content was refused an R rating 11 different times. They took issue with several scenes, including Murphy's death, ED-209 shooting the executives. They shortened the scenes, and media breaks were added to help lighten the mood. But
you'd think that if that was the case, you
11
think,
times
you'd think the director's to... cut would have been like way more over the top, like violent and stuff. Yeah. Which it wasn't like that bad.
Have,
you know,
there's a show. I can't think of it right now. Damn it. I can't think of it right now, but there was a movie, and they've rebooted it too. And Bruce Willis was in the reboot. God, I can't think of it right now, but basically, it was a very gritty, late 70s, early 80s movie. Well, they made it probably, I think, two or three of them. But where the dad got revenge on the men who killed his wife and raped his daughter. And they show...
Hostile? Is that what it was called? No.
Hostile.
It was... Yeah, I feel like I know what you're talking about.
He's got a mustache, and he just goes at night, and he just tracks down the people, so like... who did this, and then just one by one he just kills them all. Excellent movies. They're great, they're fun, they're awesome movies. Ultra violent. Watching RoboCop, this is again cartoonishly violent, like seeing a man just take like so many bullets.
Yeah,
you know, and like show the hand just explode, and you know, it's just like we've seen violence before. I don't know, is it just because like it's a cop being killed? You know what I'm saying? Like, especially in the 80s, like, think about New York City, right? In the 80s, you know, it had its problems, and like, this felt kind of like Detroit.
Are we desensitized to it now with this level of violence? Like, back in the 80s, was this an extreme level of violence?
His young children laughed at the X-rated versions, and audiences love seeing horrible, love seeing violence and horrible things. So.
Yeah.
Director knows what the people want, and he's just trying to give it to them.
It's true.
But I don't know. I think it makes it feel more comic booky, kind of like the way that people died and all that kind of stuff. Not like a total comic booky, but almost.
I mean, it wasn't like super realistic. It's very like
kind of surreal.
Bright red blood, just fucking shit flying everywhere. It's not. Yeah, you're not seeing guts spilling on the floor or anything like that. It's just no. It's almost like Tarantino style, just very cartoony, over the top.
Mm-hmm. That's true. All right, I feel like we're winding down here. Last thing we usually talk about is, how do you guys feel about the musical score?
It's great.
RoboCop's theme. Yeah,
really good. Very memorable theme.
It's a bit memorable, but it's also like, I don't know, it kind of just blends into the rest of the movie. Where it's
they use the same song. It's like, we got one, and it's the Robo song. Just reuse it. Yeah. Going down.
Reuse it, different variations, maybe.
Yeah. Well, we would touch on that one.
John Williams doing the score, but at least.
No.
Yeah. You know, Robo's theme is pretty badass.
Everything, yeah. I mean, everything was solid, you know, top to bottom with this movie. Like I said,
decent flex.
The special effects were good. For the time and for the budget, like, it was super fun action.
It's always, when they're this old, it's always the like the real prosthetics and the real the real effects that kind of show, like RoboCop with the gas station exploding and him walking out with a gun just like shooting the guy on the motorcycle.
Yeah,
that's the fucking most badass shot in the whole movie.
It is so cool. Even his face is like not is fireproof somehow. They must have put some kind of coating over it, because like that would burn, but not Robo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Robo don't.
He's
care.
Got like
Robo
maybe like some that. Kind of like system to, like.
No.
Blows like some kind of cool.
When he was getting shot by the cops, he was like covering. It looked like he was covering his face too. So I'm like, I could picture everybody immediately asking like, to shoot him in the face. And
right? Why would they leave that one like weak spot? Right,
dude, that's Batman, dude. It drives me nuts. Batman, just like, hey, like when Batman was like telling his friends, like, yo, I'm gonna fight at night. I'm gonna have ears and a cape. I'm gonna fly. But I'm not gonna kill. I was like, yeah, dude, this is great, Bruce. I'm sorry, the face, like a bullet, a sniper, that shot could kill you.
Take your jaw right off.
Just like, no, just cover that shit. I'm talking, you know, they gotta see, there's a human element, it can't just be my eyes, you know, so it's just. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Like, RoboCop has, like, his face exposed. But he has, like, this slit. I don't know. How does he see anything?
Yeah. He's a robot.
It's a scanning thing. He's probably barely been using his eyes. It just goes right into his brain.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? It's like fucking Boba Fett. Like, how do you really fucking see anything with that on, dude? That's looks cool, but it's got to be not practical in any way.
In the second one, I always thought there was a red light in his little visor thing, but maybe I'm thinking like Kit from like Knight Rider or some shit like that.
Yeah, it was interesting because like
dark.
I guess
when he got shot and he had his human eye, like that was artistically a nice choice. Like you can see him looking and see. Remember, there's a human behind this.
I thought it was kind of. I thought the scene was kind of lame where he's like, "Oh, my targeting is messed up a little bit." And then Anne just comes over.
And went to the bathroom under that scene, dude. It was so.
Anne just comes over and moves his arm. There you go. It's fixed.
Are they going to fucking kiss? Like, what was the point of that scene, dude?
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird. But yeah, I was trying to think, like, I don't know the purpose of his helmet other than just protecting his head. But like, if he can still see and target with his eyeballs without his helmet, then I guess the helmet doesn't have
this protection
function other than
I don't need it, even though they could just easily shoot me
right
exposed.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, whatever,
nah, he's good, don't worry about it. The less you think about RoboCop, the better.
Cool
eye candy everywhere. All right, well, let's put a little bow on this Detroit police officer.
Cut to commercial. I'd buy that for $1.
Can you fly, Bobby? That's another one I wrote down. I like that one.
Good one.
Classic Clarence. All right. Well, yeah, let's let's wrap it up. Let's jump over to Act 3, and I'll play a quick game and get out of here.
Right after this.
Slums of Detroit. To play a quick little game of Metacritic Mayhem, where you boys are going to try and guess some of the Metacritic scores for some of the entries in the RoboCop series.
Let's do it.
I'm going to call it RoboCritic Mayhem.
Nice.
I am writing down a number currently between 1 and 10. If I can get a fresh piece of paper here. Brandon, why don't you go first?
Okay. Guess a number.
What'd you say? Yeah, guess a number.
6.
And Eric?
I'll go...
It doesn't matter what you go, because I picked 6.
Wow, right Brandon, on. Spot Brandon on. Got it. Nice.
I tried to pick somewhere in the middle, because you guys always try and be D-bags and go in the middle, so... Whatever. I'll let it happen. All right, Brandon, you will be going first here today. The first movie, we're going to go with the original movie that we just watched.
Oh, boy.
You saw that it had a Rotten Tomatoes score that was very good.
Yeah, it was high, yeah.
Higher than I thought it would be.
Right.
Yeah. Like
RoboCop gets a 92, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff that gets way worse than that. So
I don't know if Return of the Jedi has 92. I don't know. You know, probably not.
One of the best. Probably the second best, third best Star Wars movie. We'll say.
It's top three easily.
No, yeah, definitely top three.
It's third. All right. Yeah. Original RoboCop, 1987. With let's see how many 17 critic reviews.
I guess I'll give it a 68.
Interesting. Yeah. Going lower. All right.
That's not very good.
I don't know.
Well,
don't know.
We have seen in the past Metacritic.
I just don't trust Metacritic.
Metacritic is always, ever. It is always.
It's all over the place. I'll go a little bit higher. I'll say 77.
Eric, such an ripe opportunity in your hand, like a drug dealer in dirty Detroit. It was a 70.
Oh,
Brandon will get this point.
Nah, I don't want to go. I don't want to do. Went a little price too high. Right. I'm not gonna.
No.
Wait. No. We don't. What did you say, Brandon? 60 what?
68.
Okay.
Yeah.
69.
I was too off.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean that just shows you how Metacritic is just wild because like 70.
Yeah, I was thinking. Some people cannot. I was thinking higher, like a little bit higher, 70s.
Personal score would be like 82, 84. You know, like what do you want me to give it? It's not like a film.
Yeah.
It did its job and it did that job very well, but it's not like the greatest version of it in its own genre. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
All right.
Well, anyways.
Is it fair to do the second movie? Will we allow that?
Why not?
Right. Yeah. Even as Eric hasn't seen it, we all know that it's got varying degrees of quality in a lot of these.
What did the sequel of RoboCop get? Is what you're asking us?
RoboCop 2 came out in 1990. Eric, you were up first on this one.
Well, I'm guessing it's going to be a little bit lower.
Because they usually are.
yeah. Sequel. There's some exceptions, but sequel more often than not is a little bit lower. So I will say feeling 61 for this one.
56 was my number.
Eric said 61. Brandon said 50 what?
Six.
56. All right. Well, you guys in the right direction. RoboCop 2 came in at a resounding 42.
Holy shit.
So it's quite the precipitous drop off
definitely.
From there. I'll just say we're going to skip RoboCop 3, but RoboCop 3 is actually worse than RoboCop 2. So
wow. 24.
It's just, it's in the 40s. It's 40.
Oh, okay.
For RoboCop 3, which I kind of, you guys would kind of make me want to go back and watch that now. All right. Well, we'll see how this one goes. We'll see if Eric can get a point to get on the board. We're going to touch on, cause we all know that this is good and we've all seen bits and pieces of it. Let's hit up RoboCop Rogue City, the game.
Oh.
Brandon, you will be up first.
Metacritic has a score for a video game.
Yeah, video games and
for
movies.
All video games
and TV shows.
Oh, 50, I guess I'll use it for movies.
56 critical reviews.
God, probably give it an 85.
Wow. Yeah, I was gonna go mid 80s as well.
Yeah. Right.
It sounds right. I don't. Do I want to go on the higher end of the 80s or the lower end of the 80s?
Which one are we going to do?
I'll be optimistic and say, because I think RoboCop fans really came out for this game and really supported it because it was made by people that care about this franchise.
I also just don't remember hearing anything bad about it.
Right. So I'll go 88.
88? Ooh,
a little bit higher.
You went higher. I was hoping that you would go a little lower here because it is a 72.
Really? I'm surprised.
RoboCop. Wow. Oh yeah, 72. So it's got a little, it's yellow. It's not green. Even though I don't know why RoboCop got a 70 and it's green, but Rogue City got a 72 and it's yellow.
Which might be a different scale for video games. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. 56 reviews is a
70. Wow.
A fair.
I know it was in
low as well.
I know it was like on Steam. It's in the 80, like 89% positive or something reviews. So I was going a little higher, but wow.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to give you guys a bonus.
Shut out.
Since Brandon whitewashed that one. Bonus for all the Clarence Boddicker fans out there. Give me the Metacritic score for That 70s Show.
Ooh. I like
it. It only has it for that season one, which came out in 98. Okay. But I don't know why. All the other seasons are TBD. I don't think anybody's rushing out to review
your move, Eric. Seasons of
That 70s Show, but all right, let's.
I mean, I like That 70s Show.
How can you not? Yeah. It's awesome.
I don't know.
Like every character is funny.
I'm thrown off by this one now because it's everything's so low.
It's a change up pitch here.
I'm
gonna
say 75. So it seems like a safe number.
I'm going 80.
75.
Hi. Okay.
Every time you disappoint me, you come right back. It got a 63.
Wow.
Wow.
Really? That Eric is low.
Got the bonus point. Yeah.
But see, the score is green. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Like, generally favorable is a 63.
Weird.
So, no. All right. Well, that was fun. I'm glad we got to head to the slums of Detroit and knock this one off of Eric's.
Yeah.
Another 80s classic and knocked off.
Knock
there you
off.
Go, Eric.
I love to do it.
I'm in a Robo mood now, though, so I definitely do want to watch at least the sequel.
Yeah,
it kind of sounds like I could skip 3, but I am interested in seeing the.
I think you got to see the whole thing now,
right?
I should
commit.
You got access to them all too.
It's true. So they're all in Max. Kinda. I'll have to do that after my X-Men stint. I talked about it on the catch up. Watching through all the X-Men movies. I'm on Apocalypse now. X-Men Apocalypse, which I'm like a little over halfway through that. So far, I'm liking it, but I've been generally favorable on all of the movies that I've watched so far.
X-Men are cool. They're just cool.
Yeah.
Plus they got a fun name. So All right, Eric, why don't you take us home and get us out of here?
All right. Well, if you want to follow us, you can follow us on all the social platforms at Nomads of Fantasy, TikTok. Just go to our Discord, nomadsoffantasy.com/discord, or, you know, nomadsoffantasy.com for all the relevant links there. Our YouTube channel, mm-hmm. youtube.com/@nomadsoffantasy. But really, we want you to hop in the Discord, chat with us, mm-hmm. chat about games,
we're active,
movies.
We're always in there.
Yep. We're always chatting it up. But yeah, it's a fun time. So nomadsoffantasy.com/discord if you want to chat with us there. But yeah, that's all we got for you, for this week for Robo, and we'll see you in old Detroit next time. Don't get
hopefully not
blown away by any scumbags there, but, until next time, as always, safe travels, Nomads.
We've had our shots.
I'd buy that for a dollar.